morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And there has been a story going around all over the internet about a scientific discovery that was made. And I'll just read the headline in one of these articles. It says, quote, Bible says Canaanites were wiped out by Israelites, but scientists just found their descendants living in Lebanon. All right, so there's a lot of different versions of this headline and the way the story has been presented, but the common theme is that the Bible says one thing, that the Canaanites were wiped out from the land of Israel, but scientists have now discovered that, in fact, the Canaanites weren't wiped out because we have DNA evidence that points to that fact, and therefore the Bible must be wrong. You can either trust the Bible or you can trust science, but if you have any belief and confidence in science, then you've got to throw out your silly belief that the Bible is true. Now, obviously, you know that I don't really just buy into that story very quickly. What I want to do is say, what are the facts? How do you know that some scientific study has proven the Bible wrong? And when you dig into the facts, you find out that it's absolutely completely baseless. There is no reason for these articles to say that the Bible has been proven wrong. There isn't even a shred of evidence found by scientists that is cited in the story that would in any way suggest that there is anything wrong with the Bible. So not only does it not prove the Bible's wrong, it doesn't even give the slightest doubt or question mark to the biblical story. So what I want to do this week is to kind of explain the whole story, because you, if you spend much time on social media at all, have probably seen this story or will soon. So I want to give you the background. I think that this is a story that is very helpful. Not only do we need to respond to this particular story, I think it is getting a lot of media attention, and so we need to have a response to it. But I think there's a bigger picture here. How do we read the media? How do we read news stories? How do we think about science? How do we think about the possibility of some story coming out that might prove the Bible wrong? And I think that this story is actually a great illustration of how strong the evidence is for the Bible, because all kinds of groups just jumped on the story like, ah, finally, we've got the evidence, the Bible's wrong. And the case is so weak and pathetic, it just illustrates how desperate people are to find some kind of evidence against the Bible. And thus, that greatly supports and shows you that the evidence supporting the Bible is, in fact, very strong. So those are the kind of things I want to walk through. I want to talk about how we use social media along the way. I want to talk about how do we help ourselves believe the Bible. A common objection to Christianity is, well, I just want to believe the facts and I just can't make myself believe God. I need evidence. I need facts. Well, I think that you can have a big role in your choices in cultivating your belief in God or your non-belief in God. This story is a great example. If you don't want to believe in God, you can suppress the evidence, you can twist the facts around, and you can make this into a story that God is not real. If you do want to believe in God, you can just simply look at the facts, look at what the Bible says, and this story actually helps confirm that the Bible is true and that God is real and that God truly loves you and has a plan for your life. So it's really a matter of what do you want? Do you want the facts? Do you genuinely want the facts? Or are you playing a game with God? So this story really illustrates all those themes into one. So let me get into a little bit today. What is the actual story? It has been presented in a number of ways, and it's been in a lot of major news articles. This has been printed by USA Today, National Geographic, The Telegraph, all kinds of major newspapers, and they all have this sensational, well, I shouldn't say all of them, but all the ones I've named have a sensational headline. Some of them kind of have a little more balance to them, but most of them have this kind of suggestion that the Bible's wrong. So here's another example, quote, study disproves the Bible's suggestion that the ancient Canaanites were wiped out. Another one, Bronze Age DNA disproves the Bible's claim that the Canaanites were wiped out. Study says their genes live on in modern-day Lebanese people. Scientists find evidence that ancient Canaanites survived today. Was the Bible wrong? And of course, the article goes on to say that, yes, the Bible claims this. The study's shown this. All right, so very credible news organizations, at least in the minds of some people. You know, this isn't just, you know, some silly magazine. This is USA Today, National Geographic, and so forth, are just stating in no simple terms, science has proven the Bible wrong. What is the study? Well, the study, there were remains of five different people that were found outside the city of Sidon. This is a city in modern-day Lebanon to the north of Israel. And so they found the remains of five people buried there. They date to 1700 BC. Now, that means 1700 years before the birth of Christ. That would mean about 3700 years ago from our time. In biblical times, this is before the Israelites conquered the land of Israel. This is before the time of David. This is before the judges. This is probably pretty close to the time of Joseph. This is about when the Israelites were going, the very small Israelites, just the family of Jacob and his 12 children, were about to make their way to Egypt, where they would spend the next 400 years. So that's what's going on in Bible times. This is probably during the lifetime of Jacob and his 12 sons. So these five people were found outside the city of Sidon, and there were DNA remains. They were able to extract DNA and kind of find out about what their genetic code was like. And they took that genetic information from those five people and compared it to people living in Lebanon today. Again, Lebanon, a country just to the north of Israel. And they found that there was a high match, that apparently the people of Lebanon are closely related and are descendants of the people that the DNA from these five people was taken from. So I don't know anything about the study itself. I'm going to assume everything in the study was correct. I'm not a genetic scholar. I haven't read the actual research or the scientific report on this, but I'm going to assume, and that might be, you know, the first area where we could question it, you know, but I don't really know how to question that. I don't know much about it, but I'm going to assume everything done scientifically is correct. Of course, they might have a bias. They might be trying to prove something about the Bible, but I'm going to assume that part is correct, that we really do have good genetic information that the people living in Lebanon today are descended from the people who lived in Sidon and surrounding areas before the time that Israel became a nation. Here's the problem, okay? If the Bible says that Israel wiped out all the Canaanites, then we would have a problem with the Bible. We would have scientific data that says that the Bible's version of the story, that the Canaanites were completely wiped out, doesn't really seem to hold up. We might find some ways around that. We might suggest, you know, some kind of error of some kind that could account for this. But pretty much it would be a pretty difficult thing to explain. Why does the Bible say all the Canaanites are wiped out when we have survivors today living in Lebanon, according to this genetic study? Here's the problem. The Bible never says that. And that's what's so shocking about all these stories. I don't have time today, but I'm going to run through tomorrow some of these passages from the Bible where the Bible itself talks about how many Canaanites survived. And the Bible itself specifically gives us a whole history of Sidon, where the five bodies were found, and never indicates that there was that even any of them were attacked by the Israelites at any time in history. So this story actually doesn't say anything that would suggest the Bible is in error. The Bible never makes the claim that all these headlines say the Bible says. So, you know, they could have very easily checked this out. You could very easily open the Bible and read where it says the Canaanites were wiped out. But no, they ran with this sensational headline that the Bible has been proven wrong. So I think we're going to learn a lot of interesting things as we look at this story in a little more detail in the coming days. I hope you'll stick with us. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.